WFAE has a new initiative to connect with our listeners and get story suggestions. On our website, we ask you to tell us what you wonder about the Charlotte region, its life, and culture. We recently put three questions to a vote, letting you decide the story you wanted us to cover. The overwhelming winner was a question that came to us from a resident of Charlotte's Steel Creek area. WFAE's Nick De La Canel followed up with this report.
So Jennifer recently moved to Charlotte from New York State, and I'll let her introduce her question.
My question is, why does Charlotte celebrate Pride during August and not during June like the rest of the world?
And you know, this is such a good question. I've actually wondered this myself. Can I ask what got you thinking about this?
What got me thinking about that was, first of all, the heat in Charlotte. In August, it's going to be over 100 degrees, and I love going to the parades and the celebrations uptown, and it's just so darn hot. The other thing is, I know that there's a swell of appreciation and color and all sorts of marketing that goes on around Pride in June, and it's always good to take advantage of that rather than trying to recreate it for ourselves in August.
And if I can just back Jennifer up for a moment, June has also long been regarded as Gay Pride Month, and it's the month in which the Stonewall riots happened. And that's why big cities like New York and Boston and Chicago, they all celebrate Pride in June. So what's up with Charlotte? Well, there's likely no better person to pose this question to than Joshua Burford over at UNC Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm in the Multicultural Resource Center, and I'm also a teach in the American Studies Department.
And Burford has spent years documenting the history of Charlotte's LGBT population and Charlotte Pride itself. He says that actually the first Charlotte Pride Day did, in fact, take place in June. That was June of 1981, way out in the university area.
Which at the time was considered, like, out of town. So they had it far away from uptown.
Yeah, do you know, like, how many people showed up to that first Pride?
There was 100 people at the first Pride. Which is a lot of people for a word of mouth. I mean, again, University City might as well have been Florida. And so to have that many people show up to be public is really interesting. And it also had a corporate sponsor, too. Budweiser was its corporate sponsor.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Burford says that first Pride was more like a field day, less like what we think of as Pride today. They had outdoor games and a stage with live music and a few speakers. It was all underground, so you had to hear about it from a friend. Gay Pride in Charlotte continues this way for the next couple of years, always in June, though sometimes at different locations. Then 1994 rolled around, and that year, Charlotte was picked to host the North Carolina State Pride, which drew about 4,000 people to Marshall Park, again in June. The year was notable, Burford says, because it's the first time Charlotte had a Pride March.
It wasn't a Pride parade, it was a march. And the distinction in the record is that a march is held for a political purpose. It wasn't just a celebration.
And it's also notable because after that year, with the exception of a gay-oriented arts and culture festival called Out Charlotte, Charlotte didn't really have another Pride event until 2001. That's when the modern-day Charlotte Pride organization got started. At first, they held their events in May until 2006, and that's when they made the switch to August. And why exactly? Well, Burford says it's partly because they moved from Marshall Park to Uptown, and it really just came down to plain old scheduling.
You know, you can imagine, right, like trying to organize an entire festival around people's schedules and trying to make it historically connected, but also like just the plain logistics of if you're going to shut down Uptown, then the city dictates when you have these festivals.
Since then, the festival has been held a few times in July, once in October, and then for the last 6 years, it's settled comfortably into August. Matt Comer, who's a spokesperson for Charlotte Pride, confirms this. He wrote to me saying, August is just a good time with the city's calendar, and they're actually glad that Charlotte Pride doesn't conflict with other major prides, because that way people can attend more than one. So, Jennifer, I know that's kind of a plain, simple answer. It just comes down to plain old scheduling. What do you think?
Well, I'd still rather see it in June, but now that I'm a Charlottean, I'm going to go with the crowd and the city and celebrate when they have it.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Nick.
Well, if you have a question about Charlotte that you've always been curious about, let us know. You can get onto WFAE.org, look for the Ask Us box on the homepage, and maybe we'll talk to you next. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal.